All right, let's talk a little college football with our partnership with the fine folks at Sacred Heart University. Yeah, we're in the throes of football season. And joining us right now to talk about the Pioneers football team at Sacred Heart, what's happening this year and what's going to happen with the eventual move, and the wheels already underway to go to a new conference, as the head coach of the Sacred Heart University Pioneer football team, Mark Nofri. Coach, good morning. It's Paul here. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Not too bad, Coach. I know coaches, having covered sports for like 40 years, Mondays are always better when you won on Saturday, right?
Everything's better when you win on Saturday. Sitting in traffic's easier. The food tastes better. Everything is better.
You beat Howard this past Saturday, 32-14. Give us some highlights of that game.
We were down 14-0 at half, and or 14-3 in the second half. We, made some adjustments, and like I said before, our kids never quit. You know, they play four quarters, they play hard, and they came together, and we found a way to win the game 32-14 in the second half. We had some outstanding performances on both sides of the ball. One of our true freshman, starting running back Mitch Summers, rushed for 243 yards and two touchdowns.
That's not a bad day.
That's not a bad day at all, right? And, defensively, we had some guys step up. One of our linebackers, Mike Dietelbaum, had nine tackles, a sack and a half, and a tackle for loss. We played really well in the second half. And, I've been saying it all along. These kids, this team is really fun to be around, really fun to coach. They're very resilient. They play hard, and they care about football and each other, and that's part of the process.
Now, you're involved, Coach, in the Pios and the Pioneers athletic program, and the Pioneers really have notched it up here with the renovations to the William Pitt Center, with the new Martiri Family Arena, and with renovations now to the football field ongoing, and the move to the CAA next year. So you're playing your last year in your present schedule. You're moving, of course, to the Coastal Athletic Association. So how's that balancing act been, playing this final season before you go to the CAA, looking ahead with anticipation to that, and still having to do some recruiting as well?
Yeah, so, the CAA, to me, is one of the top two or top three conferences in all of FCS. And, I think it's a privilege to be invited to it and to play in that conference. And, we'll have our work cut out for us. It's no secret. It's a great conference. They usually get anywhere from 3 to 5 bids to the playoffs every year. Mm-hmm. It's very strong from top to bottom. We're excited about it. We're ready for the challenge. And, the school's done a great job setting us up for, for however long it's going to be in the CAA. These past 2 years playing the independent schedule, it's been challenging, but it's been great. Our administrations did a great job putting together a competitive schedule, playing schools. We played some Ivy League schools. We played some Patriot League schools. Yep. We played some HBCU schools. This week, actually, we're going out to Montana and playing a Big Sky school. So we've done a good job balancing and getting a good mix of competition at the FCS level. So I know our kids are excited about being 5-2 right now and want to finish this season strong. We were playing Montana this week, and who I believe is ranked 3rd in the country. Mm. And then last game of the year, we're playing Villanova, who's, again, they're in the top 20 as well. So yeah. It's good. The kids are excited. We're kind of focusing right now on the last five here, and kind of go from there.
And Coach, and the guest is Coach Mark Nofri of the Sacred Heart University football team. Coach, in covering this stuff for years, as I have as well, these road games, as you mentioned, like to Montana, like at Villanova, they're tough, but they're also a recruiting tool, are they not? Because, you may have some players in the stands who, may be going to the home game there, but looking around, maybe some kids who'd like to play, guys who have ability, and say, hey, I should look into this Sacred Heart in Connecticut. Where is that? So that's a kind of an advantage too, is it not? Especially when you're going to different parts of the country.
Absolutely. We're going to Villanova, which, is in Philly, and we've done a great job. One of my assistant coaches, Pat Saporito, has done a phenomenal job recruiting Pennsylvania and the Philadelphia area. We've taken quite a few kids out of St. Joe's Prep, which is in Philly.
Yeah.
So that's huge to go down there. And then, we've also done a good job in the eastern PA and the northern PA where Lehigh was when we were on the road at Lehigh. The last probably 5 years, we've done a pretty good job and expanded our – recruiting areas to the DMV area, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, when we were down at Norfolk State, 3 weeks ago. So we are grabbing kids from some of those places that we visit, and it's always good to play some of the schools that have had football for a long time, and, with rich tradition. I mean, you think about Lehigh and Lafayette for over 100 years, and it's a great opportunity to go play at Lehigh to see their type of facility and what they have, and to be exposed to those type of schools academically as well.
Coach, one thing that's great about having schools like Sacred Heart in the area, and I grew up in New Haven with Yale, and I covered the University of New Haven, and I've gone to your guys' games. It's really good college football. I think people, sometimes you get deluged with, I've got to watch the top 20 or the top 25 on TV. But I don't know about you, Coach. To me, sitting in a stadium with 70,000 other people, I'd rather go to a scenario like Sacred Heart where you're a lot closer to the action and you're seeing some really great college football locally.
Absolutely. I mean, I will say this, our administration and our people here have done a phenomenal job with the game day experiment or the game day experience for the fans here. Like we draw very well for what we have in terms of a stadium and the past we probably play 5 to 6 home games a year and each and every one has a great turnout. They have great experience. We've added some different things. Right now we don't have stands on the visitor side. That's being, in a process of being built. So that should be done hopefully by November. But I think it's awesome if you can go watch a 12 o'clock or a 1 o'clock game locally who's got great college football. Then you're home for the 7 o'clock game on TV at night, so you can get the best of both worlds.
Absolutely. So the remainder of your schedule, Coach, you got Montana heading out there. Then a game with the University of New Haven. UNH is stepping up their program. Then Virginia Lynchburg, Merrimack, and you finish on the road at Villanova. So you're looking at a 5-2 schedule now with still a bunch of games, 5 games left. Well, what do you hope, and why should the folks come out to see you guys against UNH, Virginia Lynchburg, and Merrimack?
Well, you talked about, there's some great football locally, and I believe that, we have a very good team. It's a great team to be around and watch. Last year, we were talking about some of the games that we lost in the fourth quarter. This year, 5-2. 4 out of 5 of those games, we won them in the fourth quarter. Wow. So it's gone down to the wire, and it just shows how tough and how hard our kids play. It's a credit to them and how much they love football and the chemistry they built. And they find ways. They find ways. We're hoping, like I said, take one game at a time. And obviously 5-2 with 5 left, we'd like to win all 5. That's our goal. But we got to take 1 week at a time and play our best. And, also you got to make sure you're healthy. It's that time of year where you're starting to lose people and everybody's banged up. But you're looking to, for the final stretch here to win each and every game and take one at a time. But our kids are great, and they've been great since the beginning of the season, and I'm very proud of them and what they've been able to accomplish so far.
How excited are your young men to go to Montana? Look, I would imagine, I don't care what you do, Coach, whether you're an accountant, you're a doctor, you gab on the radio like I do, a lot of America never gets to Montana. So is it going to be an interesting trip?
It will be great. I think the kids are excited about it. I know the coaches are excited about it. And we're looking forward to going out there. I know they're leading FCS in pretty much attendance and selling out every game. So I'm sure it'll be a great hostile environment, and our kids will enjoy it, I'm sure.
Sever, head football coach at Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Coach Mark Onofre. Coach, travel safely. Good luck at Montana, and we'll chat down the road. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Head coach Mark Onofre at Sacred Heart University in Fairfield. Yeah, so the Pioneers, 5-2. They had a win against Stonehill, lost to Lehigh. Lehigh's very good. And then wins against the LIU, Norfolk State, Delaware State, another very good team. A loss to Central in overtime. And then a win at home this past weekend at Campus Field in Fairfield. And then a roadie at Missoula, Montana. Yeah, that conference out there, they are football crazy out there. Then home for the University of New Haven, Virginia Lynchburg, Merrimack College. And they finish up their last year as an independent at Villanova before segueing to the Coastal Athletic Association for next year. So good luck to the coach and the football team at Sacred Heart.